Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Chaf Pei is Chulin 22. And even though generally speaking, our tractate is talking about non-sacrificial meat, meaning the meat that we eat in our homes and not the meat that was dedicated on the altar in the temple. Nevertheless, in the earlier Mishnah, 19b, our Mishnah had explained those things that are kosher by shechita, by slaughtering the animal, and disqualified by malika, by the way the bird would be killed in the temple as part of the sacrificial offering. And so too the reverse, those things which are kosher by malika and disqualified by shechita. And as a result of that Mishnah, our karmish and our daf and chaf bezim and alf is pulled into this discussion of the birds that are brought on the altar in the temple. So we know that there are two types of birds that the Torah says can be offered as a carbon in the temple. These two birds are called the tor, which is a turtle dove, and b'nei yonah, and which is a pigeon. So the turtle dove, according to Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 7, is a bird that travels, and it goes in the winter, it goes to the warm areas, and in the summer it comes back. The pigeon, on the other hand, according to based upon Vayikra chapter 1 verse 14 and Malam's interpretation, the pigeon is a bird that remained permanently in the land of Israel. So our Mishnah tells us kosher b'torin, pasul b'bnei yonah, that if whatever makes the turtle dove kosher is going to be the disqualifying factor by the b'nei yonah. And the reverse is true. Kosher b'bnei yonah, pasul b'torin, that which is kosher by a pigeon is going to be disqualifying by the turtle dove. So basically the idea is that the turtle dove, in order for it to be kosher, it has to be a mature bird in order for it to be kosher as a sacrificial offering, whereas the pigeon is only kosher while it's a young bird. So if the pigeon gets too old or if the turtle dove is too young, then neither of them can be brought as a sacrificial offering. And since that is the case, and our Gemara is going to discuss that further, our Mishnah concludes, Tchilas Hatziuv Bazel Bazel Pasul, that when we have the beginning of the yellowing stage in both the turtle dove and the pigeon, we're going to disqualify the bird from being offered. And the reason is because when the turtle dove or the pigeon is basically going through its adolescence and it's transforming from a young bird into an old bird, it's going to go through this yellowing stage and will develop yellow feathers in the neck area. So during this period, the pigeons are considered to be too old and the turtle doves are still considered to be too young. And so therefore, for this reason, when it's at that point, they're not able to be brought as a sacrificial offering, either because the pigeon itself is too old or because the turtle dove is too young. What's the reason why a turtle dove that's too young can't be brought and a pigeon that's too old can't be brought? So on Amud Beis, on Amud Beis, on Chaf Beis Amud Beis, our Gemara is going to learn this out from verses that the turtle dove is only kosher when it's old, and the b'nei yonah is only kosher when it's young. So there's a dispute between Maimonides and Nachmanides as to the reason why this is the case. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, chapter 3, section 46, goes into great lengths discussing all of the sacrifices, and he gives the reason for why we have the sacrifices, and he tries to explain there why certain sacrifices are why certain animals are limited to only certain types of offerings. And in that discussion, he writes in Arabic that the reason why the turtle dove can only be brought when it's young, when it's old, and the pigeons only when they're young, is because that is when they are the best. That is when that's when they're in their most desired state, which sounds to me like he's saying that that's where they are the tastiest, that that's where the meat of the pigeon or the meat of the turtle dove is at their tastiest element, when the turtle dove is a little older and when the pigeon is a little younger. And so therefore, that's the reason where they're in their desired state. And so therefore, therefore that's the reason why it's at that point that they should be brought as a sacrificial offering. But Nachmanides disagrees, and Nachmanides in his commentary on the Torah in Leviticus 1 verse 14 writes, no, he says, of all roads of the Torah Magadolim, he says the appeasing part of the turtle doves is not the fact that they're tastier, but it's because that be'avur prishusan, that because the turtle doves have a unique factor that when they're adults, he says that they separate from, they're basically monogamous, and so therefore that they have a specific mate, and they mate with that spouse, and if their spouse should somehow perish, then they will never mate with anybody else. That's what the Nachmani says about the turtle dove. And we know that some birds are indeed very loyal to their partners. And so, since that's the case with the turtle dove, so too the Jewish people are devukim, just like the turtle dove is davuk to its partner, to its mate, so too the Jewish people must be devukim, just must cleave to Hashem, our God, and we shall not cleave to any other God forever. However, on the other hand, the yonim, the pigeons, they are not like that. When they get older, they'll go with multiple birds. They will not remain loyal to their one mate. However, when they are younger, they have the quality that they are the most loyal to their nest. And so therefore, that is why the pigeon is desirable when it's young, and the turtle dove is desirable when it's old, according to Nachmanides.